You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
So I just flicked off a message to Kevin Rudd.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're running for politics.
Well, considering you told me they get their own staff.
Yeah, no, it's all XPM get their own staff, security, travel, I think, into Qantas Lounge and money and other perks as well.
But Kevin Rudd is in the Australian this week, claiming to be a handball god, so we're going to deal with that.
Yeah, he's not a handball god. We can beat him.
What else did we do this morning?
I don't know. I was drunk.
You're drunk.
Wakey, wakey, up and at 'em. Happy Tuesday. It is Simo and Jordan with you. Snow FM breakfast raging on for another week.
Yes, Simo, one day down, four to go.
That's
till
it.
The weekend, but who's counting?
Cha-ching, achievement unlocked. It's your second day out of five. What is on the agenda this morning?
Well, Simo, I've got the story of a Brazilian drug dealer who had a brilliant attempt at trying to escape prison.
Right.
It was a genius way of escaping. I mean, it didn't work. But it's still a genius attempt.
Is it Rio? Is that where, I assume, because he's Brazilian?
It is Rio, actually, yes. Well done. Did you just name the one Brazilian town you know? Actually, how many other Brazilian cities do you know?
Santos?
Yep. That's two.
I think that's all I got.
Sao Paulo?
That's a good one. Is that not in Italy?
I'm pretty sure that's Brazil.
No, I'm just messing with you.
To Google!
No, it's worth mentioning because, why am I not surprised, hard to find a drug dealer in Brazil? Because you know how the last World Cup in Brazil?
Yeah, and the Olympics, of course.
Yeah, they sent specialised SWAT over there to like...
Did they?
Yeah, to clean up the streets because all the power grids and everything, allegedly, being run by mafia.
Great word, that, allegedly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really is. Very underused word.
Jonas Brothers right now, Only Human, starting things off. 6 minutes past six for your Tuesday. Simo and Jordan on Snow FM. Better me. Mashton Kutcher, Better Me this morning on Snow FM at breakfast 20 past six.
Hey now, Simo, I'm not an expert on getting out of Brazilian jails, but I think I realise that this isn't the way to do it.
Okay, so there's ways to do it and ways to not.
Yeah, well, this definitely falls into the ways to not category.
Right.
A Brazilian drug dealer has attempted to get out of jail, wait for it, by dressing up as his daughter.
Okay, interesting. Was
19-year-old daughter had come to visit, brought some clothes, and here, Simo, I've got the picture of this is what the Brazilian drug dealer looked like.
Okay. Ooh, that's interesting. Hold on, I've got something for this, like a bit of an escape kind of tune. So, like, he's dressed up in a black wig of some kind and some glasses.
Yeah, so...
It's a bit disastrous by the looks of it.
So police arrested him while he was wearing a wig, a silicone mask, a bra and a tight-fitting shirt.
So did the daughter bring all that stuff in?
Yeah.
Or did
So the daughter brought all of that stuff in, smuggled in on a visit.
Yep.
And the Brazilian drug dealer thought, I'll quickly get changed and just waltz out pretending to be my daughter. No one in the world will realise that I'm wearing a mask and a crappy wig.
Was there any height difference that you know of?
There was a muscular physical difference.
Okay, right.
That was the thing. They said that the daughter was less muscly than this drug dealer.
Like quite slight.
A fair bit in the gym. Yeah. My favourite part of it is Brazilian authorities said that the drug dealer was just planning on leaving his daughter behind.
Prison. Genius.
Yeah. So I hadn't even... Don't worry about that bit. We'll get to that bit later. Just let's get me out first.
Could you imagine the security guard, like, who sees the daughter come out... Well, the daughter, in inverted commas, walk out of prison. He's like, Sarah's obviously gone and visited, Chuck, the resident jail tattoo artist, because, like, those sleeves are fire.
I mean, Simo, it's a Brazilian jail. Sarah and Chuck.
okay, El Chucko? Or is that
that's more Mexican. Let's not get into this. This segment can vary too quickly. No, we're not even going there.
Chuckledinho. There you go.
That's just a soccer player.
Yeah, with Chuck at the front.
Chuckledinho.
Dear. Well,
So, Simo, what would your go-to way of escaping prison? Would you dress up as your daughter? Do you have a daughter?
No, I don't. Maybe the age-old teaspoon and digging.
Oh, what's it? Oh, Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank
style.
Redemption. You got to go the Shawshank. Either that or the Rapunzel. Grow your hair really long. Is that what she did? Yeah, grow the hair really long. Chuck it out the window. Can you climb down your own hair?
No, then you'd need to cut it off. The point was that someone else was climbing up Rapunzel's hair to get into prison. That would only work if someone was trying to make their way into prison.
Look,
I don't think anyone's doing.
Look, I didn't say I was Danny Ocean.
You have to do the reverse Rapunzel. I don't even know what that would be.
The reverse Rapunzel.
Up and Adam for your Tuesday, 24 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock. Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you. Hey now, Simo, yesterday I revealed to you that I'd bought a massive blob dinosaur costume online.
Funny.
It's like 2.5 meters tall. If you head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page, there's a couple of pictures there of it. And there's also, now that we've got a dinosaur costume, we don't really know what to do with it. So if you've got any ideas, head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page, let us know. One idea that kept popping up.
Yep.
Mostly by us, was that we should use it to scare our boss, Renee.
I mean, this is becoming a constant theme. We keep messing with the boss.
Yeah, I know. You're getting a bit too comfortable in the workplace, perhaps.
It's so good.
But we want to give Renee a bit of a sporting chance. Now, she says she listens to the show.
Yeah.
But this morning, we want to test whether she actually does.
Right, so how are we going
to
do that?
So, Renee, I've got a timer on my phone here. I've set it to 8 minutes and 23 seconds.
You're a hard taskmaster.
Very specific. Renee, you have to give us a call on air during that 8 minutes before that time elapses and either sing or hum this.
Is that Jurassic Park?
Yeah. I thought it fit in considering we've got dinosaurs, so Jurassic Park theme.
I haven't heard her singing voice.
Well, that's why we picked a song that doesn't have any lyrics. It's just na 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 na. Okay, so Renee, I will officially start the timer now.
Okay.
It's 8 minutes and 23 seconds is underway. Renee, if you don't call in that time, we can't guarantee that we won't scare you with the dinosaur costume.
6-4-5-7-2-9-7-7.
Why are you giving her the number? She's the boss. You should know us.
Adam Lambert, he's coming home. Boy, he's coming in hot even. And a hot shower is what Renee, I think, is up to. She hasn't called through, Jordan.
Yeah, so if you missed it before, we bought a dinosaur costume online. If you head on over to the Snow FM Facebook, there's pictures there, and you can let us know what we should do with it. One thing that popped up was scaring our boss with her. We gave her 8 minutes just before to give her a call.
That's right.
And then if she did call us, we promised we wouldn't scare her. She hasn't called, and she's got 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2, 1... There we go. That was Renee's mission to call up in the 8 minutes and hum/sing this song, which is, of course, the theme from Jurassic Park.
So have you got a plan for boss Renee in regards to how you're going to go about the thrill with the T-Rex suit?
Well, she'll be expecting it today, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll give it a miss for today.
Right.
Maybe we'll just wait until she least expects it. I mean, it might not even be at work. Could be just lurking in behind her car or something. Well, that's a good idea, actually.
I mean, you know why she missed the cue to call?
No, I have yet.
Hot shower. How much time did you give her?
8 minutes.
8 minutes.
That's a
shower.
Long shower. What's the comp line that she had to ring in?
6-4-5-7-2-9-7-7. I think we've got
her
here.
We have a call.
Ah, dear. I think we're in trouble. good morning,
this
Renee.
This could very much backfire.
That's two of my mornings you've ruined.
It is your Tuesday, 10 minutes on the way to your 8 o'clock. Oma Idol happening right now thanks to Mountain Munchies. But you've had to call her this morning. She's refusing to speak to me.
She's refusing to speak to you. We'll find out why. Good morning, Oma.
It's me, boys. Oh, Oppa, how are you?
Hi, Oppa.
How are you? Do you want to fill us in on what Simo's done to upset Oma so much?
Well, boys, Oma is quite sad because Simon keeps telling people that they only have to listen to Oma. They don't have to see her, and she is so sad.
But that's how radio works, Oppa. It's not a visual medium.
No, Simon. You know why Oma is sad. You say things that make her old heart drained with tears, Simon. Why
Simon,
do you do it?
When was the last time you went round and visited Omar's house?
Well, is there any way I can make it up to her?
Hello?
Hi, Omar. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello, Jordan.
Hi, Omar. It's lovely to speak to you again.
You too, my boy. My favorite boy.
No, you're making me blush.
I will come on the radio this morning to sing because I cannot leave the snowy mountains without their Oma. But they're not talking to Simon.
Hey, Oma, when was the last time Simo came around to visit? Do you remember, or was it like so long ago?
Good question, Jordan. I cannot remember.
Simo, when was the last time? Can you remember?
At this point...
Like, I'm there every weekend.
At this point, Jordan, I don't know if there's a way back for me.
I'm sure Oma can find a space in her heart for you.
I just get awkward.
Maybe a visit would be nice.
Okay.
That could help. Maybe, right. Jordan, maybe you can tell Simon a visit would be nice.
All righty. Okay. Well, like, maybe this weekend, yeah, I'll come around and cook like I did when I was little, like you taught me how to go about it.
Oh, I love you, Simon. I cannot wait.
Anyway, before this turns into the Dr. Phil show, shall we get into today's song, Oma?
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes.
What have we got?
Everybody, rock your body. Everybody, rock your body right.
Oma, that was fantastic. How good, Jordan?
Oh, thank you, boys.
It was brilliant. I thought she was just building up to the big crescendo there.
If you recognize the lyrics this morning, Oma Idol is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Score yourself a $40 voucher. It's all thanks to Oma. Thank you, Oma. Love you, Oma. Really, I do.
Love you, boys.
Jess Malboy on Snow FM Breakfast in the midst of Oma Idol, all thanks to Mountain Munchies, amongst it with our first caller through this morning, Jordan.
We had a lot of callers, but the first one through was Bexy. Good morning, Bexy.
Good morning, Bexy.
Good morning.
Year one. What school do you go to, Bexy?
Cameron Hall Public School.
Ah, it's a shout out to those guys. Now, Bexy, you're going to do them proud. Do you know what Oma was singing this morning? I can hear Mum. What's Mum's name, Bexy?
Is Mum a fan of the Backstreet Boys?
Mum's into it, I reckon. At the back there, dropping off the year one at school. Bexy, you've won. Well done.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Bexy, just very quickly be honest with us. Have you ever heard that song before in your life, or did your mum give you the answer?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Oh, there you go. You're a Backstreet Boys fan.
Mum's been playing it in the living room Friday night, glass of wine. Bexy, have a great day at school, okay?
Yes.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I Won What.
And the Wheel of I Won What is all thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles. You can call now to play 64-572-9777. You can win.
All you have to do is give us a call and you'll win a prize. Just make a noise. That'll get the wheel spinning. And whatever prize it lands on, you'll walk away with. Simo, if you were playing today, what noise would you go with?
I'd probably go like the, what is it, Go the Bears. That's old mate Noisy who is.
Oh, yes, of course. So you and Noisy kind of working for the Bears.
Apparently, maybe there's the Bears, there's the Bush Pigs.
Well, I'll tell you what, you go Bears, I'll go Bush Pigs.
I mean, I can't go for Geelong. I'll get spat on. That's my AFL team.
Yeah, I can't go for Port Adelaide. My AFL team, I'll get kicked out.
Dear, so call now to play the Wheel of I Won What. It's thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles. You could win a $25 dinner voucher to Jindabyne favourite bar and restaurant, Ella Mesa. There's Big Mac vouchers to be won.
Always a favourite.
Coffees, vouchers to Bird's Nest in Cooma, Apres Ski in Jindabyne, all over the shop.
Nice Bird's Nest. I can see Bird's Nest voucher on there. Snowy Mountains cookies as well. So we've got a whole load of prizes, one of which you could walk away with.
So it is a good morning to our first caller through. Good morning, the Wheel of I Won What. Who have we got there?
Etienne.
Good morning. How are you, Etienne?
Good.
Are you, you're not late for school, are you?
No, I'm going skiing.
Oh, she's going skiing.
Going skiing.
She's skipping
nice
school.
Fair enough.
She's done with that. What are you, so you're going skiing? Where are you going skiing?
Perisher.
All righty. Well, enjoy that up the hill, Etienne. All you need to do to play the Wheel of I Won What is make a bit of a sound. You got one planned? That'll do.
No.
It works. The wheel is spinning.
The Wheel of I Won What has spun for Etienne and... Ooh, Ooh.
What have we got, Simo?
$25 dinner voucher to Ella Messa. So you'll be able to take Mum out for dinner for a change. Etienne, what does Mum normally cook for you at home?
It changes all the time.
What's your favourite?
Pizza.
Oh, she loves a bit of pizza.
Can't go wrong with pizza.
Etienne, thank you very much for the call. Have a great day skiing.
Thank you.
Fresh tracks on Snow FM. Pernow, Solid Gold this morning on Snow FM. Breakfast, Simo and Jordan right here with you.
Hey now, Simo, we're throwing down a challenge to a former PM, Kevin Rudd.
Well, he started it, to be fair.
Yes.
So Kevin Rudd took to social media. If you're not familiar with the man, Kevin 07, out by 11. He was the Prime Minister, I think.
Out by 11 and then back in for 5 minutes.
Maybe.
And then I think Abbott kicked him out. My politics knowledge isn't great.
So
I think that's the correct order.
He apparently fancies himself at a bit of handball, which involves like some squares and a little kind of tennis ball typically.
And also a hand.
In the schoolyard. So this was him on, I reckon it was Sunday night that this came out.
G'day, it's Kevin Rudd here, the global handball king. Guess what, guys? Come the end of August, having overcome the problems of my knee surgery, I'm re-entering the field. So any of you guys who are looking for a handball championship game, I'm available. Let my office know through direct message. In the meantime, if you want a handball signed by the global champion himself, then send it a direct message as well. Be very good and get ready to die.
Whoa!
That's aggressive at the end there.
Yeah, we'll like, get ready
well,
to die.
Down, Kev. We're just having a game of handball. No need to get that serious.
He's taken names. He's like,
I know.
You're out, mate. I'm writing your name down and get it tattooed on my left arm.
Whoa, just relax, Kev. Hey, I wonder if we should just mess with Kevin's office. Should we just send them a signed tennis ball signed from us?
Yeah, we probably should.
Just
however,
to get in their head.
What we have done is we've recorded a message back to Kevin Rudd. We sent it to his office through direct message as instructed. And this is how we went about it.
Hey, Ruddy.
Hey, Kevin.
K-Rod.
It's Simo and Jordan.
We're from the Snowy Mountains.
And we are the true handball gods.
We've been hearing you think you're pretty good.
He does. He fancies himself.
But we think we're better.
Yep.
Bring it, K-Rod.
I mean, the forehand, the backhand, the overhead smash. I got it covered.
We're throwing down the gauntlet, Ruddy. And if you don't respond to this, you're a wuss. And if you are a wuss, can you give us Anthony Albanese's number?
Do you really want that number?
No, not desperately.
We'll see you on the court, Kevin. So we're still waiting for a response at this moment in time, but I'm semi-confident.
Oh, God, yeah. I reckon Ruddy wouldn't leave us. Actually, probably might do.
Canberra's only a stone's throw away, and I mean,
a very large two-hour drive stone throw.
Considering we're in the Snowies, we've already been altitude training. Fake magic on Snow FM at breakfast, 3 minutes on the way to 9 o'clock news.
Hey, now, if you've always wanted to see Simo in pain, I know for one I have.
Whoa.
Make sure you head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page. There's a poll there. One of us will get waxed.
Yes.
And you can vote for whichever one it will be.
Wax on, wax off, Jordan's son.
Yes, I want to stress as well, vote for Simo, not Jordan, Simo.
It's because you're currently in the lead. So
I know I am currently in the lead and I don't really want to get waxed.
There is a Facebook poll up online that you can vote in regards to who is going to cop a bit of a wax from Snowy Mountains Natural Health and Beauty. But there's a catch as well.
Yeah.
Because whoever isn't getting waxed is going to get like a nice treatment.
Like a nice massage or something like that. So actually my shoulder's feeling a bit sore actually.
And can you read it and weep in regards to the percentage?
Well look, okay, so we've still got a couple of days to go. So this voting closes on Thursday.
Correct.
So you've still got a couple of days. Simo, you were in the lead by a long way yesterday.
I was
80%.
I was watching them come in last night, and I was tears in my eyes because I thought I was just going to get absolutely walloped, like 80% of the vote.
I didn't want to be celebrating too quickly, but I had the champagne ready to go, like you know, at the end of a Formula One style race.
You were ready to champagne shower it up,
and then just slowly overnight and this morning, I am now in the lead. Just
yeah,
I think what is it, 56, 44%.
That's right. Don't forget about the one percenters.
I know. So I'm on 56%. Simo, you're on 44%. 4. It's still a couple of days to go, so still anything can happen. Make sure you get on to head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page and vote for Simo. I say again, vote for Simo. One vote for Simo is a vote for happiness.
Wax
if,
on.
If you vote for Simo, snow will fall everywhere. There will have meters of snow, and then you can go snowboarding and skiing, and it'll be so much fun if you vote for Simo. Where if you vote for me, we will all cry.
Wax on, wax off.
Vote for Simo one more time. Let's hear it. Everyone vote one, Simo. Here you go. I'm on your team, Simo. I want you to win.
I know,
This is I'm really going for you to win this one. I really want you to win this one.
It is all thanks to Snowy Mountains Natural Health and Beauty that you can vote for that one, and we will broadcast it as well later in the week when the waxing happens. So looking forward to that.
Vote for Simo once more.
We'll catch you tomorrow,
just
Jordan.
Just in case you got my message confused, vote for Simo.
No, well, we got our boss angry at us.
This is not uncommon for us.
Standard Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we got people voting on whether to get waxed or not.
Vote one Simo, just so he gets waxed.
And also your texting ability, because all you do is use the one emoji.
Yeah, the giving the rude finger emoji. That's my favourite one.
Because apparently it's passive aggressive to use grammar, right?
According to you.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.